This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Milky Monday, Lee Milky's guest this week, StoneX dairy broker Dave Krzyzewski.
Dave, August U.S. dairy exports were the highest ever for the month of August, up 6.9%. Good news, correct?
Yeah, it is. I mean, people love dairy products, and certainly I think people in the world need dairy products, and we are some of the lowest cost providers of that, or at least we were back in August. You go down the line, everything was up. Butter exports were up 116%. Now, that's a small volume number, but it's double what we had thought. We thought we might export 3 million pounds. It was over 6 million pounds. Most of that going to our neighbors to the north up in Canada and then the Middle East. We're exporting quite a bit of butter there. The cheese side of things, cheddar, which is what we're going to price to here at the CME in Chicago, that export number was up 11%, and production of cheese in August was actually down 2.1%. We've moved from $1.80 to a $2.10 cheese price average in the last 4 to 6 weeks. I attributed most of that to holiday demand and demand for the season. I think in seeing these numbers, we have to attribute a good chunk of that move to export.
Yes, but powder is still lagging.
Powder is still lagging. Yeah, that's true. And so that's maybe if there's a dark spot in the report, it would be on the non-fat side of things. There's a lot of wait and see. The market has been very stable, distributing really across the board in the 150s. If you look at the spot non-fat price all the way on the futures, we're out into the $1.50. all the way into 2023, and the market's waiting for some bit of news. And if we don't get China to come back in on a global scale, you know, they're not going to be buying a lot of powder from us. But if they came back in, that would change things. It might spur Mexico to step in a little bit more aggressively. It might spur a little bit more export. Otherwise, we may walk into a situation in the next couple of months, Lee, where people look around and go, we have to clear product and we have to go down to do so.
Whey exports were up thanks to China and its rebuilding of its hog herd.
Yeah, and people don't seem to give it as much credit. I think that's the story on the protein, the low protein whey side. We're pulling down inventory and production has dropped off and we had better export numbers. The reason for this is the higher protein, WPI and WPC 80, they have bigger inventories and they have a more negative sentiment. And that is clouding the view of the dry whey market. But dry whey here at 45 to 50 cents seems to be a very stable price.
Dave Krzyzewski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago.
Another simple miracle moment with Hank and Laura.
Balance plays an important role with everything in our world. Things like the life cycles of plants and animals, the changing of the seasons, our sleep cycles, and each day's light and darkness are all examples of balance.
Humans require sunlight, and it has been well documented that our bodies react negatively when we don't get enough of it. But perpetual sunlight is not the answer. Our bodies also need darkness and rest.
We all know how important a balanced diet is in our lives. Even animals will eat different food sources in an effort to balance their different dietary requirements.
The great news is that we have significant control over the balance in our lives. We can choose how to balance our diets, finances, relationships, or how we spend our time. Today is a great day to think about any possible changes that you would like to make in your life's balance sheet.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
One of the pillars within the recently announced White House National Strategy to Address Issues of Hunger, Nutrition, and Health is empowering all consumers to make and have access to healthy food choices. Several believe the continued development and expansion of local and regional food systems will be a driver in achieving this goal.
Bolstering local food systems to expand access to nutritious food and strengthen local economy by job creation and supporting farmers.
Former Agriculture Acting Secretary, now President and CEO of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives, Chuck Cotter, hosted a panel on this subject during the recent White House Conference on Hunger, Nutrition, and Health. Farmer and Wisconsin Food Hub Cooperative founder Tara Roberts-Turner offered an example of what this looks like.
We decided to launch our own food box, so now we're working with Wisconsin Early Childhood Association to deliver boxes of produce and value-added products to rural areas.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
For archive programs, head to DairyRadio.com. Join us tomorrow for our PDPW Producer Tuesday.